Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, Bunty. Good morning on a Sunday morning, as usual. Good morning to our listeners as well. Pardon me, I'm just a little groggy. It's almost 7 out here. So, Bunty, as we had decided and as we shared with our listeners on Twitter, we'll do a Twitter live feed. And we're also trying to do a series of short podcast episodes through the course of the match. I've got my TV on. I am watching some singing of the national anthem, etc. I assume it's the same at your end with a lag of maybe a second or two. What are your thoughts about today's match? What comes to mind? Who are you putting your money on?
Look, I think this is an interesting one for us to do. Two teams are walking out on my television set, Spain and Germany. I always think, lots of Russian flags leads me to think about Russian patriotism and one of the few channels where they can express it without being accused of being over the top. So I think the patriotism of Russia and the footballing skills of Spain will be an interesting thing to watch. Whenever people sing national anthems, I try to think by looking at their faces, are they likely to score a goal? Or when you look through the team's faces as the national anthem goes, if they're getting overtly sentimental, does that mean that they will be the winning side or will they bottle it? That's what I look out for when the national anthems are being sung.
Achha. So I'm here, sort of divided. I think someone on Twitter said in response to one of the comments one of us posted that one shouldn't think of sport as political. But I think I mentioned this before that for me, I think sport is profoundly political. Spain was a sentimental favorite of mine, I think, 2 World Cups ago. I've been a Barcelona fan off and on. There's a few teams that I've, always liked very much. Chelsea in the UK, Barcelona. Russia is an interesting one, right? Because historically, India had a very fun relationship, I would say, with the USSR. They loved Hindi cinema. Raj Kapoor was popular there. I remember my dad, he was in the Merchant Navy, sailed to 40 countries. Every time he would go to Russia, he would be like warmly embraced. So in a way, Russians were, they didn't have the kind of traditional racism that European nations, including Spain, did. But on the other hand, sort of off late, Russia has developed, I think, a stronger sort of ugly nationalism. I think the kind of hatred for LGBT, for the LGBT community is something that is very strong there. A couple was really beaten up. So these factors do kind of tend to, play a role in the way I look at things. I don't know. Maybe I should just keep it separate from the game altogether.
Well, look, you make a good point. The other thing that I'm interested in every football tournament in the world, which is kind of world leading, there are a bunch of school kids walking the players out. I always think that, it's a phenomenal opportunity for them. And I think if an event like this were to happen in India, on what basis the school kids would be selected? Because, obviously there's a basis to which kids make it to walk out with superstars. But I'm sure if this were to happen in India, most of them would walk out because of a merit-based system, but there'd be some reservations for certain types of children to get. This VIP culture would come to the fore.
Totally, boss. You know, I'm going to make 2 statements. One is like tangential, but first to what you say, that the Ambani kid would definitely be there, even though his footballing skills would be, like his driving skills. Like, I think allegedly he wrecked his father's Aston Martin, and then of course the story was that the driver wrecked it. I'm saying allegedly because it vanished. The Reliance lawyers got on their case and it vanished from like every single news story. Also, when you think of things like Lalu Prasad San was, the captain of the Bihar cricket team and things like that.
Yes,
definitely know, that would happen in some film star son. But you spoke of kids and, just as we are seeing like people hugging each other, maybe from opposing teams on my screen. I'm thinking back to the match. I'm thinking of a photo of Messi, being heartbroken. I remember this incident. This is a very touching video going around on Twitter. There was a little child in Afghanistan. He was sleeping, on the road, and he was sleeping in a plastic bag that was made from, white and blue stripes. It looked like the Argentina
Argentina.
jersey or something.
Yeah,
He was
I've
a
seen
Messi
that.
fan, and they basically got him to come and play with Messi, and he didn't want to leave Messi's hand, and the referee finally had to lift him in his arms and carry him off. And I'm generally not moved by these kind of things, but something that tugged at my heartstrings. And yesterday, I just there's something about Messi. I mean, he refused to play that match in Israel because of its policies, and he just made the investors or the funders good. My heart just sort of broke for him, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but when you mentioned children, it sort of tangentially went in that direction. So, I think the World Cup, yes, of course, it's the biggest event on the footballing stage, but I think a World Cup loss doesn't necessarily mean that a player's legacy should be sort of evaluated just on the basis of whether they won the World Cup or not. I mean, it depends on the team as well.
No, you make an interesting point, Rohit. I think the match is about to start in a few minutes. So what
Take
we'll
care.
do, Rohit,
Take
as
care.
a test case, just put this. Let's put this up and see how we get along, and then we'll try and do one in the middle of the first half, and then at the halftime
Take care.
with our listeners and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
So
And
chalo,
then,
signing off for the moment now. Okay.
yeah, okay. Take care, man.
Chalo.
Bye.